Thunder Bay Atikokan MPP Kevin Holland said the province has and will continue to make investments to help the city meet its housing targets. Asked whether he would advocate with his government to help fund the city's homelessness action plan and proposed shelter village, Holland said, "I think the record shows that we have made substantial investments into housing and especially homelessness prevention program funding into the region. I'll always continue to be an advocate for the needs of the city and make sure that I'm working with, not just my government, but with the city officials, hear the goals, hear what we need to achieve, and how can we best achieve those results." The city has approved a budget of up to $5 million from the Renew Thunder Bay Reserve Fund and hopes that federal and provincial governments will come through with funding to replenish the reserve. As for the specifics of Shelter Village funding, Holland said the province funds homelessness prevention initiatives through the District of Thunder Bay Social Services Administration Board, and he encourages the city to work with the DSSAB. Holland also said he has spoken with City Manager John Collin about the initiative and said he passed along the city's action plan to Paul Calandra, Ontario's Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing. "We provided $10 million to the City of Thunder Bay to help them put the infrastructure in place to accelerate housing in the city. They've met their targets," he said. "So, I think the investments are coming from the provincial government with regard to meeting the housing needs in Thunder Bay," he continued. Meanwhile, Thunder Bay Superior North MPP Lise Vajois said she would raise the question of funding in Queen's Park if it came to it. "I've been quite happy to see the initiatives that the city is taking. I know that there's been a real attempt to have compassion and evidence at the forefront," said Vajois. "Having those sites, those living spaces close to the site, it's a good idea, and I hope that there will be wraparound services and access to healthy food," she added. Both MPPs commented on this issue earlier in the month, before local MP Marcus Pawlowski said in an op-ed that he would not support the shelter village as it's currently proposed.